bucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. If you would like to weigh in on anything we are discussing this morning, coming up on the program, Alabama Daily News is Todd Stacey. That's in about 30 minutes. Former State Senator Dick Brubaker. That's in the 10 o'clock hour and in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk to columnist Pete Ream. I hadn't heard from him in a while, but we'll hear from him, so make sure you stay tuned. But joining us now, I kick off the program today, do it a little differently. Congressman Gary Palmer of the 6th Congressional District on the line with us. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, as always, thank you for making time for us. I guess Biden right now, as we speak, is talking to your colleagues on the Democrat side of the House, but about to embark on a trip off to Europe, especially while everything's going on. Still hasn't made time to go to the border. Do you see this climate change tour to have any significance?
Well, it will for the elderly in the United States and the elderly in the United Kingdom, Britain, the United Kingdom, Scotland, whatever you want. It's going to make a big difference for them because energy costs for household utilities are going to go up. They're projecting, some people are projecting somewhere between 40 and 50%. And for the people in the United States who live in the colder parts of the country, Jeff, you can watch this. You're going to see an increase in the number of people who die from coal-related illnesses because they can't afford to keep their homes warm enough. And it's a scandal in Europe. I'm looking at a report, article right here in The Guardian that said they're averaging 9,700 deaths each year that are caused by living in a cold house because they can't afford to keep their homes warm enough. They have to choose between what they can afford for a utility bill versus what they need for food and medicine. You're going to see that in the United States. So, yeah, this trip's going to make a difference. You're talking about Democrat policies that have already been responsible for thousands of people dying from COVID in nursing homes in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan. And so they're just going to add to this with this massive increase in the cost of energy.
And you know, a lot of this is self-inflicted, the cost of energy, that is. Obviously, I guess a lot of us, we haven't gotten into the throes of winter yet, but with gas prices, even with the winter blend, they're at highs. And I guess we're about to head into a travel season here with the holidays. But this seems to me to be, maybe you got kind of a better take on this, but it's just a bunch of different things that the Biden's done policy-wise. You know, the inflation portion of it with the government spending, obviously decreasing the value of the dollar, oil pegged to the dollar globally. And then also, you know, the energy policies themselves, shut down the leases and the Keystone pipeline and all of that adds up. And I guess that's kind of where we are right now.
Well, kind of the tongue-in-cheek thing is if you can afford the gas to go to your family's home for Thanksgiving, they might not be able to afford the turkey by the time you get there. That's what's going on. And Jeff, as you know, at the beginning of the administration, when they made all these changes to our energy policy and continued to spend money like drunken sailors, but if I said that, I'd have to apologize to drunken sailors. They said that inflation was temporary. Now, just a few days ago, Janet Yellen admitted that it's long-term and it's going to stay high. It's going to get higher. And we've had this conversation before, you and I, about the fact that energy is the single most inflationary part of our economy because there's an energy cost in everything. And they're going full bore for this. It is incredibly dumb what they're doing. And plus, Russia's going full bore with their energy production. And about a third of their economy, maybe more than a third of their economy, is all about their energy. And we've given them a windfall to continue to modernize their military to continue to project power and to continue to be as disruptive as they can be to U.S. interest.
And it just... You know, I guess it just piles on after a while. Like you said, the price of food, everything going up. And we saw the GDP numbers today. They were disappointing. There's just disappointment after disappointment with this administration. And I don't know, you think back to the Obama administration. He could talk his way out of a lot of this. There doesn't seem to be that same ability with and it's not just President Biden. It just seems like across the board in the Biden administration to really at least offer some kind of leadership or something to bolster the confidence of the public.
Well, it is unbelievable how one election can produce such disastrous results. We saw what happened in Afghanistan with the withdrawal. And China is poised to invade Taiwan. And we make fun of Biden's inability to communicate and his, he can't stay focused for more than a few minutes. And that, China's watching that, Jeff. They know what a mess we're in. And if they were to take Taiwan, at least 70% of our electronics, the microchips, and come from Taiwan. We will be at the mercy of China for producing automobiles, for flying our fighter aircraft. It's unbelievable how destructive this election has been. And I think they're getting ready now to bring these bills to the floor. I think they've cut some kind of deal. And I've tried to tell people, they said, well, $3.5 trillion, that's too much. The money's a big deal. There's no question about it. But it's the substance of the bills. They're going to create a youth climate corps that will intimidate our kids, that will propagandize our kids. They're creating the equivalent of a civilian climate corps, ostensibly to create jobs, but they're paying people not to work. And you've got businesses that are desperate for workers, yet they're going to create a civilian climate corps. They're going to monitor every bank account that has more than 10,000, passing through it in any given year. That's $200 a month. That's about a little over 20 bucks a week. That's everybody. And I could go on. You don't have enough time for all this. It's just people better wake up. They need to engage, and they better pray to God that we get the majority back.
Well, let me ask you about that. You guys are poised to get the majority back. Now it's over, well over, almost a year away. And then obviously you have to wait till the new Congress is sworn in. But let's say that happens. Will there be the appetite to roll some of this back? I mean, is that something that is even feasible? I guess it would depend on the Senate, but at least in the House, you would have the ability to try. Do you think any of that is even possible?
I do. I just left. I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee. We just left our meeting. And one of the things that I proposed that I think really resonated with everybody is that instead of a contract with America or something like that, we need to talk to America about what our national priorities are. Not political priorities, but what are our national priorities? And we need to craft our budgets and our appropriations plans based on national priorities. And there are whole agencies, Jeff, that aren't even authorized anymore. And we've past Congresses have failed to do this. And have allowed this to accumulate. And my recommendation is that we don't wait until we get the majority to start looking at what we need to be doing versus what we shouldn't be doing. We need to start that right now so that we can have that conversation with American people. And we've got to get back to being focused on national priorities. And I think it starts with our national security, and a huge component of that is our energy security.
joined by Congressman Gary Palmer of the 6th Congressional District here on the program. Congressman, we got a few more minutes here with you before we got to let you go, but your reaction to some of this stuff going on with the DOJ and this memo about parents, the Garland DOJ, it seems like an effort to chill speech of concerned parents at school board meetings. I guess you're well aware of what's happening in a lot of county Virginia, particularly as this kind of, there's a gubernatorial race going on there, so it's getting, I think, a lot more spotlight than it normally would. But, you know, parents getting and being involved and the Department of Justice saying, whoa, you know, we're not going to tolerate, quote unquote, intimidation of school administrators, educators, et cetera. Not really typically a federal issue, but they have seemed to have made it one.
It's not a federal issue. It's a violation of your First Amendment rights to peaceably assemble, to redress your grievances to the government. It's your right to associate, you know, the freedom of association. And your listeners need to understand this is an all-out assault on your constitutional rights. This whole thing about monitoring your bank account is a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. You're supposed to be secure in your person, places, papers. This is the kind of stuff that normally would have taken a warrant to do. During the Obama administration, they ran an undercover operation to monitor every purchase that people made on their credit cards. We're in a really bad place. People need to wake up. I just saw some stats last night that there are 90 million people in the United States that identify as Christians. 40 million of them didn't vote. 15 million of them aren't even registered to vote. And if you want to put pressure on a school board, one thing you can do is show up for a school board meeting. But the best thing you can do is find the right people to run for the school board, get behind them, fund their elections, and turn out the vote and get them elected. We're responsible for what happens in our government because we vote for these people or we choose not to vote for these people. And, you know, the Biden administration, perfect example of that. All out assault on freedom and all out assault on common sense that is undermining the future of the country, not just our economic future, but our national security future.
I mean, does this seem like to you, I mean, they really, sometimes I think it's hyperbole, and I mean, but maybe not in this case, they really do want to, quote unquote, fundamentally transform the country into something completely different. And even if that means kind of trampling on the societal norms of the time, then so be it.
It's not hyperbole. It's a strategy. And they're deploying that strategy. They understand. Pelosi, Biden and these people understand that if they don't get it done before the next election, they won't get it done. That's one of the reasons that when you introduce legislation in the House, you reserve the first 10 bill numbers for your top priorities. Do you know what H.R. 1 was or is?
It's the voting bill. The voting bill, right?
Yeah, it's the federalization of elections. You remember what they used to say in the old Soviet Union? It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Everything is at stake right now.
Congressman,
we're at a crossroads.
Congressman, I know you got to get to a meeting here, but we appreciate your time, and let's talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. That's Congressman Gary Palmer of the 6th Congressional District joining us there. We got to get a break in here. We'll pick it up on the other side. Get some of your text messages and talk about some other things going on. 251-343-0106. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. They're always late.